Blog Talk Radio.
The Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It's Sunday, Hot Topic Sunday, and I'm your host, one of your hosts, a.k.a. B. True, and we're joined by my cousin Linda. This is a brief 30-minute episode today where we will discuss hot topics. There are a lot of hot topics. It's summer. We're still in the midst of summer. Back to school is a hot topic. This weekend was tax-free weekend here in Mississippi, and I intended to ask my cousin Linda, is it nationwide or certain weekends, if it's the tax-free in Texas and wherever you all are residing in the state. But a big shout-out to all the listeners in the top listening countries and all everyone who listens to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Please email us at cultureshockinc_batch@yahoo.com. 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 And if you want to know how to cash app us, $Beth, BETHBTRUKULTUESHOK. That's $Beth, BETHBTRUKULTUESHOK. And whatever you send in definitely goes into the redevelopment and invested into the podcast. Thank you so much, and I will hand the mic to Cousin Linda. She's going to run the show today. Girlfriend has been doing a lot of yard work today, and she is exhausted. And I got to shout out WMPR. I just tuned in to Shell Smooth Gates, who was the program director when I was at MPR back in the 90s. I can't believe it was 30 years ago, but back in the 90s, WMPR was located next to Tougaloo College, and I was had just started my a company, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, but it was BCW Productions and Management, and working with a lot of rap artists. And WMPR was like one of the only radio stations, community or commercial, that really blasted like underground rap artists and hip hop, not only amazing blues music and gospel and talk shows. So I went and met with Mr. Evers, and he was like, yeah, you guys can do a fundraiser. So we raised like maybe $1,500 in like an hour and a half. He said, I set up a flatbed truck for you guys. And so he set up the flatbed truck, and different local artists performed, and people drove through and donated. We did our part of contributing to a new location, which they are still at, a Pecan Park Circle. So I'm like listening to Shell. I hadn't listened to his show in ages. And matter of fact, he was a program director, like I said earlier, and he trained me. And it's amazing. I did get the opportunity. A friend of mine, a financial advisor, Jim Griffith, because Linda might know him. Jim Griffith and I We paid a visit with Mr. Evers back in 2018, December, and we was on his show, Let's Talk. He and Renee Shakespeare, that's when she was working with him, and we had a blast. And Mr. Evers was looking forward to me returning to work with him on the show again, but never did get that opportunity because he had passed away. But after the podcast, or if you all listen to the podcast and listen to WNPR, because Shell is spotlighting B.B. King too, and I had an opportunity to meet B.B. King when I was there, a radio personality. I worked as an office manager, and I was on air, and not only worked with Shell doing his oldest show, but had a slow jams jazz show, R&B music and jazz, and slow jams, love songs and jazz music during the day, and I created a show called Night Vibes. And it's amazing because I bump into people. They might not ever met me in person, but they would say, I've heard people say, you sound like Be True. Like I am Be True. You know, they know me from WNPR back in the day, not from here, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But I just wanted to shout WNPR out. His daughter is doing a marvelous job, and all the DJs. And it's just amazing that so many cats are still there doing their thing. I listened to DJ Handyman on yesterday, and he did his thing with the blues. But even Prophet Anthony Friday Sr., who you hear me talk about often, and now my cousin Linda calls into his call-in. He has a radio show on Fridays at 11:30. Yes, so if you all never call in, I extended to provide you all with that calling number for prayer, but he's on WMPR at 11:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Fridays. But, yeah, after the podcast, I'm going to try to get my call in and call Shell, give him a surprise call. But, yeah, and it's amazing that, ironically, he is spotlighting B.B. King, too, who I met right there doing. Look at this. What is it? 360-degree circle. During Mega Evers homecoming. Yes, during Mega Evers homecoming back in 93, who cousin Linda marched with during her teenage years. Yeah. It was the Mega Evers B.B. King homecoming for many, 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 many years. B.B. King and Mr. Charles Evers were like the best of friends, and I guess he was really close to Mega Evers also, because I don't care where B.B. King was around the world, he made sure he was at the homecoming every year for many, many years. But I'm going to be quiet and hand the mic to Cousin Linda so she can discuss some of her hot topics, and it might be some things Cousin Linda want us to know, because I'm always learning things about Cousin Linda, know about her. I know back in the day it used to do like getting to know me or getting to know us segment. So we would do that where you all can call in, or we'll just share information that some of you might want to know and be surprised to find out about us, getting to know us and getting reacquainted also, those of you that have been listening a long time. But thank you so much for tuning in, and handing the mic over to Cousin Linda, because this is a 30-minute show today. Hello, Cousin Linda.
Hello, Cousin Bethany and listeners.
How are you doing?
King, how are y'all?
And I'm assuming the listeners are doing good, too.
Okay, good.
They will let us know. Please let us know, regardless of what's going on, listeners. Yeah, because the listeners will let us know when they're not doing good, too. And we welcome you to let us know so we can – we're resourceful so we can help you. So, let us know either way how you're doing, because we definitely want you all to know how we're doing, too.
Yeah. For those who don't know what Peachy Keen is, that's hippie talk from back in the 60s. And early 70s I'm just doing it fine. Everything's copacetic, which means
right.
Good.
What we say now, cool. You cool.
They still use cool. I didn't know that.
Oh, look, I'm showing mine. Right.
Yeah, that's from back in my day, Bethany. I hadn't planned on any particular subject. However, I was looking at some YouTube videos Friday, I think. And one of the comments, I looked on a video about the little incident that Mitch McConnell had, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Yeah, and where he froze for about 20 seconds. And so somebody put in their comments on YouTube that all old politicians need to retire and there needs to be term limits, which I can concur if you are not in complete control of your faculties, if you can no longer function and do the job. However, if you're old, and I mean old, like Senator Dianne Feinstein, and if you can still do your job, I don't think age has anything to do with it. But I'm kind of in agreement with the commenter that there needs to be term limits, because it seems like politicians go to Washington and they're there forever, and a lot of them don't seem to get anything accomplished. It's just, I'm going back to Washington. I got reelected, and I'm just going to go. And if you don't know what you're voting for and if you're not servicing your constituency, I think it is time to throw in the towel and just come on back home. But Mitch McConnell, I don't know what his little episode was about. Hopefully it was something brief and minor. But if he is losing control of his faculties, if he's no longer going to be mentally positioned in which he's serving, I think he needs to go ahead and retire. And they don't have to retire in the middle of a term. They can wait until the term ends and just say, I'm not running for reelection.
Hello?
Yeah, I was waiting for a comment from you.
Okay. Oh, okay. I thought the call had dropped. I thought the call had dropped. I was like, what happened?
I know you said you had been doing a lot of hard work, and you were just turning it over to me. But, yeah, I didn't want to just ramble on.
But I see Dallas PD. Well, yeah, I have been noticing that those headlines regarding he and Dianne Feinstein. Also, I hear that she wants in probably, January 2025 or 24? And they're like trying to urge her to retire immediately. But, I mean, let her, I think 2024, that's only 6 or 7 months. So let her, you know, retire with dignity.
Well, did you see her last episode where they had to tell her to just say I or I vote yes or whatever?
Yeah, I did see that. Oh, I mean, you had a little giggle, so I made a little giggle. But, yes, I did see that.
Yeah, I think politicians need to recognize when it's time to stop this. I mean, when it's time for them to no longer, in my opinion, prolong the agony, because maybe they don't know that there's something wrong, but maybe somebody can explain to them, a senator, congressperson, or whatever. It's probably time for you to step down. Let somebody else take over. Now, I tell you who else is old, according to the number of age that they are, and that's Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California, but she seems to be doing great. I haven't seen any votes from Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
Neither have I.
Mm-hmm. But some politicians will hang on until they just drop dead in office, I guess. You know, you have to haul them out on a stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my comments to this person who was saying that there should be term limits and these people need to go, it's the privilege and power that come with these elected offices and then the under table money that they get. Because we know their salaries don't afford the lifestyle that a lot of them are living, like 2 and 3 homes and chauffeur driven limousines in private and children going to Ivy League schools with the tuition paid in full and a lot of other things that they have that we don't know about. And I think that also is one of the reasons that they don't want to leave office is because they're just getting over like fat rats, as the expression goes.
True. So hopefully during their break, because they're on break now. They will be on break if they're not on yet. They'll be on break soon because I know we, with no labels, we have our meetings considering they're when they're in and when they're off, and I know they're supposed to be on break because we're not having certain meetings until September when they come back. Hopefully she'll get a lot of rest during this break, and Mitchell and McConnell too, so they can just be ready. But I've heard news stories saying that his pause probably had something to do with his concussion. And so he just needed some time to rest.
But why did he fall?
Right.
Did he trip over something or did he black out? I hadn't gotten clear on what caused him to fall to get that concussion.
Exactly. Well, I'm so glad Biden was okay when he fell over that sandbag. And whoever put that sandbag on that stage where they did, they knew better.
Just like
they
I
knew better. I was so bothered by that. They knew better. I don't care who was speaking. If I was speaking, I don't want no sandbag on the stage. And especially the president.
A fall is embarrassing, and then it does cause people to question your health and stamina, and are you mentally competent? Why are you doing this now? I guess your audience is probably too young to remember President Gerald Ford, the late President Gerald Ford. He used to stumble and fall all the time. Every time you look around, he was on the news for tripping, going up steps, coming down steps, just out on the ground anywhere. He had a lot of incidents, and he was not an old president. So sometimes these issues are not related to age. That seems to be
all right.
Most people want to think that when you get a certain age, you start falling. A friend of mine says she has a trick knee, and she doesn't know when that knee is going to go out on her. I mean, it's nothing wrong with her mentally, but she has that little condition physically where she has what we used to call trick knee. I don't know the medical term for it. But
you might remember I had a fall when I was at Choctaw in the associate dining room, a state-of-the-art dining room. I guess someone had just mopped or something, and when I went to sit at the computer lab in the computer area, I always talk about getting to work early. I always made sure I got to work early, and so we had designated areas at the outside to go to the associate dining area, and so before clocking in, I went in there and chilled. I might have ate something, and then I decided to get on the computer because I still had about 20 minutes to clock in. And when I pulled the chair from behind me to sit down, the chair rolled from behind me, and it was full of people. From everybody was in there, from our main executive host to housekeeping had just mopped. So it might have had something to do with the slick floor. And I'm thinking, when I went to sit, the chair just went, and I didn't even think about housekeeping had just mopped because I seen them mopping in that area, but it wasn't even a sign up that the floor was wet, and I didn't notice the floor being wet, but when I sat down and I fell, and I didn't think I was hurt, but I'm still recovering from that fall. And two of my cohorts ran and picked me up, and security made sure I was okay. I thought I was going to be okay, but when paramedics checked me out 6 days later, they said I had some type of spinal concussion, and I then found out what unmeasured is feel when she experienced vertigo, you know. So, so I think I did get a little amnesia from that fall. So at his age, and I'm 54 now, so I was like 46 or something. So you're right, it has nothing to do with age, because look at our athletes, you know. And then when I fell, I thought, oh my God, I know how my favorite athletes feel. That's what ran across my mind, no joke. Oh my God, I know how my favorite athletes feel when they fall, when they hit the floor, hit the field. I'm like, oh my God, this is not fun, you know. But I thought, I'm cool. I was slender, and I was able to hold my head up so it wouldn't hit the floor. And so I was so glad I was physically strong too, so my head wouldn't hurt. But my I'm still healing my back. But McConnell, I feel he'll pull through. But you're right. That's a good point. They haven't pointed out to us why. And I can't believe some of these investigative political reporters haven't dug into that.
They probably have and just don't want to report it. Now, if it were Biden or a Democrat, we'd know. We'd have 411 in full detail. It's getting to 5 o'clock, and let me make sure ABC World, looks like the World News is on. I'm not sure. But anyway, somebody had posted a picture of Peter Jennings from back in the day, and they were saying what a good reporter or journalist he was and what have you. Mine too. And I said, Peter Jennings was the man. I capitalized everything.
Yeah.
And somebody gave me a little heart on that. And I was like, I wonder who did this. And the name came up, David Muir. I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And we both love David Muir.
Yes, it showed David Muir, and I said, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, and we both love him. And he might listen to us. So shout out to you, David, if you listen to us.
Yes, you're my favorite.
Call us. Look, we definitely, if you call in, we definitely won't say, oh, you're not David Muir. We would be too excited. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the news is on, cousin, and I love your show.
And
love co-hosting everything.
I love you
but
too.
You know I have the news. Okay, love you.
And a big shout out to law enforcement too. I wanted to mention, but I was talking so much about WNPR. I wanted to mention Dallas. I see Dallas PD staying in the news for good stuff and for some not so good stuff, but shout out to all our law enforcement here in Jackson, Dallas, around the world. Jackson have rehired a lot of veterans that have retired too. So interim police chief Joseph Wade, big shout out to you for the great job you're doing. If you can pull people out of retirement, oh my God, that is awesome. Okay, thank you, Cousin Linda.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I'm sure I'll talk to you on the prayer line. I mean, hear you on the prayer line in the morning.
And tomorrow at 4 o'clock, I will mind for Monday.
Okay.
No, 11 o'clock. I mean, 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
11. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
Smooches.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Smooches to you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you all, Cut the Shock Entertainment Report's audience. Yeah, David Muir. So that is amazing. She got a comment on her comment. We got a heart on her comment about Peter Jennings. And we both love David Muir. I love his work. Well, ABC family is just rocking awesome anyway. Well, I love NBC and I love CBS too, but I mainly watch ABC News. weather and so on. But I love, you know, NBC and CBS, but 80% of the time I'm checking out. Well, 95% of the time I'm checking out ABC. Yes. But again, email us at culturesHOK, KULTURESHOKENT underscore Beth at yahoo.com. CultureShock, KULTURESHOKENT underscore Beth at yahoo.com. And also, those of you that would like to send Cash App, $ Beth, BETH, BTRUKULTURESHOK. And my apologies if you called in, because I was away from the call-in screen. So I need to look at that. Okay. I don't see anybody calling in. We have a few more minutes of live broadcasting. But you can catch up at $ Beth, BETHBTRUKULTURESHOK. $ Beth, BETHBTRUKULTURESHOK. Change that song out because I love it. It's so upbeat and so motivating, so high energy, high vibes, high five. So a big shout out to my native United States, Turkey, which is still number two listening country, and Finland, Canada, Bangladesh, and Brazil, Romania, China, UK, Australia, Nigeria, everybody around the world and in the galaxy, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your positive energy and your prayers. Your support means so much. If it's from the beginning, from March 2011, when the first episode broadcast, to recently. Thank you to those that have ever guest co-host or special host and even been guests on the show, that I look forward to you returning. And new friends and future guests, I thank you in advance for your appearance. And thank you for suggesting topics. We're going to talk more about a lot of things that we haven't been talking about recently, relationships, dating, more money talk, becoming financial literacy, or, you know, those of you that are experts in finances, educate us on more. And you know, just sharing. It is an entertainment lifestyle show, and we thank you. Thank you. Big shout out to stylist Jay Bolin, who moved from here to Big D, and he's doing big things. Those of you that watch the Today Show probably have been watching his segments and follow him on Instagram. You see his segments. Yes, he is Mississippi made, and a big shout out to he and all of his success that he's doing as an awesome, awesome fashion stylist. Also, and his team, his amazing team. So, yes, as many people can shout out, but just want to do that shout out. Oh, also shout out to my doctor and his missus. They have a, you know, it's a morning, those of you in the Jackson metropolitan area, at Northport Mall, not Northport Center in Dallas, my friends in Dallas, Northport here in Mississippi, in Ridgeland, Mississippi. They have every Saturday a morning walk. At 9 o'clock, those of you that would like to get school supplies, they're doing an school supply giveaway at 9 o'clock a.m. in the food court at Northport. I just want to shout my doctor out, Dr. Timothy Quinn. Those of you that watch CBS WJTV affiliate, he share a lot of information during a weekly interview on there. And he and his wife have an awesome Instagram and TikTok also. So just, you know, big shout out to family, friends, near and far, the awesome listening community, those of you that I effectively network with. In person and on social media, big shout out to my church cathedral, AME Zion. I haven't resumed in-person services, but I will real soon. The First Lady and I both have birthdays coming up, too. First Lady, Mrs. Janice Adams. Cathedral is preparing for conference in October. Cathedral, AME Zion. Big shout out to my prayer partners. Prophet Anthony Friday Sr. and his awesome First Lady, yes, indeed, Dr. Mrs. Emma Friday, and also the leader of our morning prayer call, missionary Jacqueline Bolden. She and her husband are at Tabernacle Ministries, yes. So big shout out to all my prayer partners around the world. You guys, big shout out to Evangelist Perez, based in Orlando, his ministry. Also, Sister Christine Gordon, who I met in Sherman, Texas, when I was living there, and she's been in Virginia. So big shout out to she and her family and her church, and many prayer partners and listeners of the show, and my friends from different faiths also. Big shout out to you. Thank you so much for your love and for your prayers. And just really love the support, and thank you for accepting my support and my love and my prayers, because, you know, it's we need each other. We all need each other. You know, we all need each other. So let's do the best to reach out to one another and do what we can. Do what we can, really. So, again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I simply want to say let's spread love. God bless, and tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Mindful Monday, Money Monday, Motivating Monday, but let's be mindful and talk on Monday. And those of you that I network with on Instagram and TikTok and doing my best to connect with my original LinkedIn. My backup always pop up. And Tumblr. And also thank you all for supporting the podcast I have on Spotify, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports exclusive. Also, I will put up new shows. I'll put up a new show tomorrow. I will put up new shows this week, and also there will be a schedule available for BTR community also this week, so you will know what we're talking about. And also, always feel free to call in and talk with us in chat room. And a big shout out to my BTR cohorts, Pastor Don, Junior CEO, Brother Warren. Both of them were aired live last evening, and I tested Cousin Linda and told her that they both were on, and they both had awesome topics too. So big shout out to those brothers, and thank you for your support, and all other cohorts too. Let's work together. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, friends, family, fans. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and Cousin Linda signed off earlier, and she thanks you too. Thank you, and God bless, and let's spread love.